This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by family Mariyaki, Lelo Nishmas Moras Chava Bas Reb Moshe Motcha, and Lelo Nishmas Moras Chava Devoira Bas Simcha Yisrael, and Lelo Nishmas Reb Yitzhok Ben Reb Yaakov. Chof Gimel Shvat, 19th of February, Rabbi Meir Zev Rappaport, emergencies on Shabbat.
Emergencies on Shabbos. The emphasis to be able to go through the shilas and the halachas of emergencies on Shabbos is mamash loy al regel achas. One would need even 100 start of the day. The Torah Way Shurim wouldn't be enough to cover everything there is. But a few in yonim to discuss and to mention. So the first thing, we know that there's an issur refu on Shabbos. There's an issa to take medication on Shabbos, to perform medicinal, anything that would heal on Shabbos. And we find by some two reasons the Mechaber brings down in Shin Kof Ches. The first reason is because of Shchikas Samemonim. What does that mean? That in order to create medicine, one needs to grind herbs. And grinding on Shabbos is Toichen, is Nocham Elocha Deiraisa on Shabbos. So Chazal felt that if people would be allowed to take medicine on Shabbos, they may come to grind, to be shochek samemoni, they may come to grind herbs, and be ovenis to the rices. Therefore Chazal forbade shchikas, they forbade refuah on Shabbos, and that's an issa de rabbonos, not an issa, it's an issa de rabbonos. There's a second story we do find, is that odom bohul al refuah, so your person, when it comes to his refuah, to his healing, he's bohul, he gets some. He can get tumult, he can get nervous, he can get excited, and he's prone to stress, and because he's under stress, he may be prone to chilul Shabbos. Therefore, Chazal felt there's an issa of refuah on Shabbos. Oba, we know that Kodesh Baruch Hu is roifet koil acholim, Kodesh Baruch Hu is roifet acholim, and on Shabbos, one has to leave it to the Rabbeinu Shloim to heal. Not only healing, but even corrective or health-enhancing medicine is also forbidden. That's why we find it's a Mishin Chof Zayin, that lotions, creams, drops, chiropractic procedures, acupuncture, all these things would also be also even exercise, then is a problem. There is a sniff that we find. Now, I'm not saying that one should use this, but it may be useful to know it, and of course one should definitely ask a shayla when it comes to refuah on Shabbos, if one is in doubt. The first thing we find is that the Blaise of Waldenberg in Chuvas Tzitz Eliezer brings down B'Shem the Radvaz, the Chuvas Radvaz, that refuah is more lenient than Amir La'akum, than Amir La'nochri. That's the first thing we find. The Ktzoyis HaShulchan writes that Bizmanenu Onu, in our days, in today's day and age, medicine is, refuah on Shabbos is more lenient than historically it was. Why is that? Because Ein Onu B'Kiyum, we are not expert in how to make medicine. We don't know how to make medicine. The pharmacists know. Similar to this svara we find.
Should be light blue.
Oh, so it should be a light blue. And the emes is, that's how we take on halacha lemaisa. That's how we take on. So Shasuchon does bring such a svara. I'm not saying we should use it halacha lemaisa. We find a similar svara in Tosfos. We know that there's an issa, the Mishnah brings down as an issa to create a beat on Shabbos. A mitapchin, a misapkin, a merakdin. You're not allowed to clap. You're not allowed to whether hand on hand, whether hand on the thigh, whether your leg on the ground. On Shabbos, why? Chazal asad, making a beat on Shabbos because of Gzeira Shemi Yatakin Kleishir. You may come to make or to fix a musical instrument. Tosfos writes that seeing as today we are not expert in knowing how to create or to fix musical instruments, therefore there's no issa of a metapkin, which is why in many circles and many of the shvotim in Klal Yisrael, we find that they do clap on Shabbos, al kol ponim letzoyach mitzvah, they clap on Shabbos, sekum talecha doidya, boi b'sholoim, you clap, what's it based on? There's a Tosfos says that today we're not goyzer there's no issa of a metapchen, a mesapchen, a meraktin, because we don't know how to fix musical instruments. Either meister, there are musical instruments, and people do fix them. But it's an exclusive group of people who know, who are experts in fixing musical instruments, but it doesn't apply to the hamoyim am. Therefore, the Kzeisha Shulchan uses the same svaro when it comes to medicine. He says that seeing as we don't know how to make medicines, it's exclusive to pharmacists who know how to make medicines. Therefore, bismaneinu onu, medicine is more kal on Shabbos. The Igros Moshe, in fact, deals with this issue. He's down about it. He discusses it. He doesn't come to the conclusion that one can be makel. The Kaf HaChaim writes, that b'mokim tzar, one can be makel, where there is no chashash of shrikas hamamonim. It's the situation where there's no chashash of shrikas hamamonim. He says you can be makel, but lemaisa halocha lemaisa, we take on, as you said, loy plug, we take on avada, and avada there's an issa refuah on Shabbos, and it's an issa derabonon, and it doesn't irrelevant whether a person knows how to make medicine, doesn't know how to make medicine, we take on there's an issa refuah on Shabbos. The Ktzos HaShulchan writes that one can use this svara as a sniff. That means, for example, if a person is not sure whether one has reached choli kol aguf, where medicine would be permitted, or he hasn't reached it, so where b'mokim sofi can be mitzarev, that as a sniff, or if you have a machloikas apoiskim regarding a certain procedure, whether it's allowed, not allowed on Shabbos, in such an instance, you could be mitzarev at the sniff, but loy kol haroitze lovoy velitol esarashus yochel lovoy velitol, no, every person can decide when he's using it as a sniff. One should definitely ask a shayla in such an instance. Now, that's regarding refuah on Shabbos.
It's a regular course, every single day.
Oh, so then the poiskim, depending on what it is, the poiskim are making, if a person has to take it every day, and for example, antibiotics, the poiskim are making that you can take. But that's a shir in its own right. Pikuach nefesh. Now, in Torah, we find sources in Torah, psukim in Torah, regarding pikuach nefesh, you find many psukim nishmartem, mo'il nafshei seichem. Number one, v'chai bohem v'loi shiyomuz behem. It's the second posuk. Achas dimchem lenafshi seichem edrish. A person doesn't, Kodesh will demand, a person who doesn't care for his life, for his blood. And there's another svara, lo yisamud al dam reecho. If you see somebody else is suffering, lo yisamud al dam reecho. These are the psukim that we found. In Yerushalmi shteit hazal oshel, regarding pikuach nefesh on Shabbos. Hazoriz meshubach. Somebody who's quick, and energetic about it, meshubach. Ve'anishal, the person who is asked about it, megune. That means a rov who's asked about whether a person should go be mechal Shabbos, because in a case of pikuach nefesh, megune. Such a rov is megune. Ve'ashoyel, and somebody who asks, areiz shofech domim, he's akin to a murderer, because time is of essence. Time is of essence when it comes to pikuach nefesh, and a rov is contemptible. Why is a rov contemptible? Because he failed to be mechanech l'tzibur. He failed to be mechanech l'tzibur. So if a rov fails to be mechanech l'tzibur when it comes to pikuach nefesh on Shabbos, when it must be mechal Shabbos, then anishal meguna, as eishteit in Yerushalmi. As eishteit in Bis Yosef says, Dehavle lidrush berabim shechayv lechal la Shabbos avu choli sheyesh b'sakon. He should have publicized the fact that for a choli sheyesh b'sakon one must be mechal Shabbos. And in such a matter, ein cholkim kovod l'rav, the Talmud is not choylik kovod l'rav b'mokim l'rav. If it's a shayla pikuach nefesh and it needs to be answered quickly and it needs to be told, go be mechal Shabbos quickly, it's a shayla sakon sefashis, then ein choylikim kovod l'rav. However, not every ailment and illness is considered pikuach nefesh. There's many categories. You've got a category of choylik sheyesh b'sakona. You've got a category of choylik she'ein b'sakona. You've got a category of sakonas evel, a person's in danger of losing a limb, which is not the same as a choleh sheyesh b'sakona, though in many instances losing a limb could lead to sakonas nefashos. In such an instance, it would be considered choleh sheyesh b'sakona. Sakonas evel, a person could lose an eye, a foot, or a hand, or could permanently weaken, even if he doesn't actually lose it. That would also be considered a sakonas evel. Then we have an example of choleh kol aguf. For example, this is brought down in Mechaber Choli Kol Aguf. Examples of Choli Kol Aguf would be a migraine, a stomach virus, severe constipation, a person is bedridden, or it's debilitating. In such an instance, that's considered Choli Kol Aguf. And possibly it can even be a severe toothache if a person is bedridden due to the severity of it, or it's debilitating pain. In such an instance, it could be considered choli kolakuf. Tzar godoy. We find another category, tzar godoy, which a person's in severe pain from a cut or from a burn. There are sources, there is such a dalga called tzar kolakuf. Choli bemiktas is a lower level where a person has a mild illness, for example, a sprain. He sprained the foot, a leg. That's choli bemiktas. And then we have the least severe case, which is mechush ba'alma, a minor pain. Chveis, he's got a cold, he's got sore muscles, sore joints, he's got a cold sore. These are classic examples. And generally speaking, I actually got this from, I have to give a shkert to Rabbi Siegel. I didn't get it from him, but somebody gave it to me from him. He made this chart. It's a very useful chart of the different categories. So let's go from bottom upwards. Mechush ba'alma. Mechush ba'alma, as we said, an example of a person who's got a minor pain. He's got a cold, he's got a sore muscle, he's got a sore joint, he's got a cold sore. In such an instance, then refuah is forbidden, melacha de rabbanon is forbidden, melacha de rais is forbidden. He's got to grit his teeth and get on with his einik shabbos. That's mechush ba'alma. Miktas choyli. A person who is, as we said, is miktas choyli. He's got a mild illness. For example, he's got a sprain. Then refuah on Shabbos is still osur. He still can't take medicine on Shabbos. And a melacha d'oraisa is avada n'avada osur. But he may ask a goy to do a melacha d'rabbanon for him. And this is on the basis of shvus d'shvus l'tzoyrech choyli. That means a d'rabbanon through an akum, through a nochri, is permitted in such an instance. However, if a person is mitztayr harbe, if he is suffering a lot, he's mitztayr harbe. So when it comes to refuah, in such an instance, it's not straightforward. Could be you can, could be you can't. One has to ask a shayla in such an instance if he feels that there is a tzorech godoil for such a thing. Melocha derabonon, again, he can definitely ask a goy to do it, because even by mitzas choy, he can ask a zavana vada by mitzvah harbe, he can ask a goy to do a melocha derabbanon. What about, can he himself do a melocha? Bishinui. Bishinui, which is only derabbanon. As we know, anything done bishinui kilachiyad, not in the normal fashion, downgrades the melocha to a derabbanon. Is he allowed to do a melocha derabbanon bishinui, which downgrades it twice? Because it itself is a derabbanon, melacha derabbanon, and if he does it bishinui, it's a double derabbanon. Is he allowed to do that? If he can ask a goy to do a melacha derabbanon, what about doing it himself, the melacha derabbanon bishinui, which is also a double derabbanon? On that, the ma'aser, the poskim can take on that a yid doing a melacha derabbanon bishinui may well be more severe, more stringent than a goy doing a melacha derabbanon. And therefore, if he needs it, if it's preferable to ask a goy, but if he can't ask a goy to do the melacha d'rabbanon, then if there's a tzoyrech, he's allowed to do the melacha himself. A melacha d'oraisa, generally speaking, even mitzvah harbe can't do a melacha d'oraisa. Unless, if himself, definitely not. What about asking a goy to do a melacha d'oraisa for him? If it's a person who's mitzvah harbe, he's suffering a lot. He's not bedridden, but he's suffering a lot. So to ask a goy to do a melacha derabbanon, so he could ask him to do it bishinui if he needs. He can get the goy to do the melacha bishinui if he needs. That downgrades it to the rabbanon because it's a goy and it's bishinui. So if there's a tzoyrech, by mitznag halbe, if there's a tzoyrech, he could ask the goy to do the melacha bishinui. That downgrades to the rabbanon. And if there's a tzoyrech godoy,
he has to ask bishinui. He has to ask the goy to make bishinui.
Yeah, you should ask the goy to do a bishinui. If he tells the goy to do a bishinui, then the goy is doing the melacha bishinui. So it's a double derabbanon.
Have you ever tried that?
Sorry?
Shofi, have you ever tried that?
if he understands as a fashteit, if a goy, if it's somebody who knows, or if it's somebody who knows the matter, or he works with it, then he knows. So you ask him to do it in a specific way, then he'll do it bishinui. If you can't do it, if you won't do it, or you can't do it bishinui, so state by betzoyrech godoyu, betzoyrech godoyu, you can ask the goy to do it, to do the melacha kedamkoy. Now we move on to the fourth level up, which is nochal mishkav, a person who is got an illness that's debilitating, so he's bedridden. Either he's bedridden or it's debilitating. Refuah, ki yodua, is mutter in such an instance. Melocha de Rabbonon, he can do al yedei, a goy. Melocha de Rabbonon, he himself can do it b'shinui. But to be over the melocha de Rabbonon without a shinui himself, that he can only do if there is a tzoylech for it. But if there's no tzoylech, he should either do it b'shinui, or even preferably, he should ask a goy to do it. And to do a melocha de Raisa, you can also ask a goy to do already by Nafal HaMishkov. They'll state that you can ask a goy to do a melocha de Raisa by Nafal HaMishkov, or if there is a tzoylech, he himself can do it b'shinui. That is somebody who is bedridden, who's got a debilitating, or got a debilitating illness. In such an instance, if there's a tzoylech, he himself can do a melocha de Raisa b'shinui. Sakona Sefer. Sakona Sefer, I don't know if I'll have time to go into all the details. Sakona Sefer, refuah is avada navada muta. Melocha de Rabbonon is also muta in a case where a limb is in danger of being lost or of being permanently weakened. Then melocha de Rabbonon is uta. Melocha de Rais is muta alidein a goy. And a yid, if there is a tzoylech, he can do it b'shinui to save the limb. Pikuach nefesh, ki yodua, everything is muta, not just muta, but a person is obligated to do what he can to save lives. So let's move on a little bit. Let's go back again into a little bit more detail. That's the general synopsis. Let's go back into a little bit more detail. Chodesh yesh b'sakon. For example, a person chas v'sholem is almost wissen from these achen, a heart attack or acute trauma. In fact, the Gemara discusses even an injury to the back of the hand or back of the foot could also be considered chodesh yesh b'sakona. If a person is being injured with a metal instrument, the Gemara says sakonas nefoshes, internal injury, an internal infection, even if it can include the teeth, can include the mouth, what we call a mako shel chalal, where it is an injury that's inside the frame of the body, that could also be a situation of pikuach nefesh. This is in such an instance. If a person feels that there's sakonas nefoshes, then one doesn't need a mumche. One doesn't wait for a mumche, for an expert, to decide whether it's sakonas nefoshes. One doesn't need. However, unless it's clear to him, if it's clear to him, and as I state in the Mishnah Berurah, if it's clear to him that it can wait, then avadi is not allowed to be mechalel Shabbos. If there's a chashash that the person will relapse, then avadi has got an obligation to be mechalel Shabbos. There is a big discussion in Poskim, for there seems to be a Magid Mishnah who treats Chodesh Yesh B'Sakona, who says that you could just pretend it's weekday. You can just pretend it's weekday and do everything you do Kedar Shem B'Chol, even if it's not necessary refuah. There's big discussion about this Magid Mishnah. Generally speaking, we don't just treat it in totality as a weekday and just forget about Shabbos, because most Rishonim, the Mishnah Berurah says, argue on this Magid Mishnah, but the Shachar Tzion does say, for Tzoyrich Godoy, you can treat it in totality like a weekday. But a person should not tarry and should not delay where time is of essence. Where time is of essence, one just does what one has to do without thinking too much. Otherwise, if time is of essence, then one could chas v'sholom be goyrim somebody to chas v'sholom to die, or can borim mam shashayl of Misa. There is a musaf we find, and this chveis you have to know with people who are terminally ill, there's only shvisen di zachen, one is looking after a person who's terminally ill, or a person who everything one does can be very, very important. One has to think carefully about what one does for him, and on Shabbos that would be the same thing, because things could quicken the situation, so it's very important. So that we do find a concept of Yesuva Daita. Yesuva Daita is that if a person, his emotional state, his psychological state, or his well-being will be affected, his frame of mind, to ease his agitation, if he's in a situation where he's a Chodesh in Yesh Boi Sakona, where his life is in danger, and if that's a situation, one can quicken Chas V'Shalom the process of death. If one allows his emotional, psychological state or well-being to deteriorate, then it's state and poiskim that one can be over Nisad Rabbonon in order to ease one's mind. There is a discussion whether only if he asks, or even if he doesn't ask, he wants the light on. He wants the light on. Only if he asks, or even if he doesn't ask it. In exceptional circumstances, where his anxiety will be severely aggravated, one may even be over Nisid Araisa. Dugma ledovo, an example we find, not in Hilchas Refuah on Shabbos, but we find it in Hilchas Choshe Mishpot. In Hilchas Choshe Mishpot, Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Reish Nundalet, that a matnas shchiv mera, if a person is on his deathbed, and he's shchiv mera, he's mamash on the way out, and he wants to give a matnas shchiv mera, he wants to give over his final will and testament, and he insists on it, he wants it written, he wants it written down, because if it's not written down, it's not going to have a kiyum. In order that he can be totally aggravated and one quick, chas v'shalom, quick in his death, in such an instance, one state that one is allowed to write it on Shabbos. Because even a second of life is sacred, as we know. Avad and avad, it's preferable to write b'shinui. But in such an instance, if you can't write b'shinui, then one writes normally as ishtet n'chosh mishpah. So we see that in exceptional cases, where a person who's on the brink of Misa, and his anxiety, then he'll be aggravated the situation if one is not Mechal Shabbos, in such an ancient state one can be Mechal Shabbos. Another dogma where the emotional well-being and the psychological state of a person who is in mortal life danger, where one can extend his life, even seconds, minutes, hours, whatever it may be, is the presence of family. That means if a person is in mamish sakonas movis and he's by himself in hospital and there's no presence of family, so the chazaish in such an instance encourage family to go in such an instance, even on Shabbos if necessary, because the presence of family can lengthen a person's life. Yodua, aside from the fact that you can't trust, especially when you have an old person and they're trying to free up the bed. So presence is of critical importance in such a situation. But even if not for that, the etzem fact that somebody's there and that eases his emotional state and well-being, that poshut lengthens life. Ruach ish, yechalke machalev shteit in Gaon. I heard from Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg. He said that the Gaon explains pshat in that pasuk in Mishle, ruach ish yechalke machaleyu, that if a person's ruach, matzav ruach, his frame of mind, yechalke machaleyu, that heals him. Kiyodua, that's why they made many researches, clowns in children's wards, even in adult wards, they have children in the wards, it eases, it heals them quicker, because ruach ish, Dr. Pasuk and Mishnah, yechalkeil machaleyu. However, this can't be used and abused, this concept of going to hospital backwards and forwards the whole time on a Shabbos, if it's not necessary, can't be abused if it's not necessary. A person has to take responsibility to know when it should be used and when it should not be used. We know that where possible, where time is not of essence, and this is important, where time is of essence, then one does what one has to do when it comes to a choyle sheyesh boi sakon. However, where time is not of essence, then shteito hakala kal koidem, this concept we find when feeding a choyle on Yom Kippur. So it says, Akala kal koidem, when one has to, one always goes for the least issa possible. And who had in Shabbos, if time is not of essence, then one goes, Akala kal koidem, one acts with the most, the attitude that should be taken is to do the least chilul Shabbos possible. So if one has an option of doing it aliyadei shinui, or normally, then one should do Taliyah Yishinu. The Chagam, Trasant HaZachar, saw, brought down, that Tatzola members, Trasant HaZachar, how do you decide whether something's considered a Shinui or not a Shinui? So I saw, brought down, that the way to decide is, you go up Yerovah Oilom. If the majority of the world feels that this is the normal way to do it, the normal way to put on a light is like this, or the normal way to do this, such an act is like this, so doing it differently would be considered a Shinui. But what happens if, in a situation where I do it unusually. I always do talidation. That's the way I normally do it. Most of the world does it normally. Ich bin abissal, you know, I scratch my left ear with my right hand. So am I allowed to do the meloch in that way? Or do we go basarova oilom? So I saw brought down that you go basarova oilom. Therefore, I saw brought down that Hatzolah members who frequently have to be mechal Shabbos and time is of essence. So generally speaking, if they have, where time is of essence, And some of these Chodesh Eves Sekana, they're not allowed to do it b'shinui. Why are they not allowed to do it b'shinui? Because doing it b'shinui will delay the Hatzolas Nefoshes. It will delay it. Somebody has had a heart attack, he's got to get to hospital as soon as possible. Doing it b'shinui will delay it. And it's also to delay Sekana Nefoshes, even on Shabbos. But what they can do is, they can, during the week, they can do that type of malacha b'shinui. So they become acquainted to do this malacha fast. And in such a situation, if they know that by doing it b'shinui, they've accustomed themselves during the week to doing it, and they always turn the light on with a kelach hayad. So by then it's become, they've learned to do it very quickly, so maybe they can do it b'shinui. And this way they know they won't delay time. If they know that they won't delay by doing it b'shinui because they've got used to doing it. Ayla Maisa, they're so used to doing it, it's become natural by them. It doesn't matter it's natural by them. Because Roiva Oilom, it's not natural. You go basa Roiva Oilom, you don't go basa the person himself. But I'll call upon him, generally speaking, one should be mamad b'shinui where time is not of essence. Instead of doing it normally, do tali day shinui. Or a dugma. If one needs to put the light on, for a chodesh yesh bo sakon, if one needs to put the light on, so one should, and time is not of essence, therefore, one should, if you've got an option of putting the light on with more bulbs, or a light with less bulbs, you should be mamad, and you should put the light on which has less bulbs, because you're burning less element. Burning less element is less fire, even if it's or, for example, as Eish state in Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, Tzivi Pesach France, it's preferable to put on a light with a lower wattage than a light with a higher wattage, because Ribu Bishurim is also on Shabbos. So Ribu Bishurim has a lower wattage, is less chil Shabbos than a higher wattage.
It's the same melocha.
Sorry?
It's the same melocha.
It's Ribu Bishurim. Ribu Bishurim is also on Shabbos. That means to cook on Shabbos three pieces of meat instead of two pieces of meat is also awesome.
More effort.
What?
More effort.
It's not a question of more effort. Ribu Bishurim is also. It's also on Shabbos. You can't be Shema Yabba Bishurim. You're not allowed to do Ribu Bishurim. Lemaisa, another example, if a person has an option of using an incandescent bulb or a fluorescent bulb, one should prefer the fluorescent bulb because it's less. It's not so much of a shiloh of Chil Shabbos than a regular incandescent bulb where the element is burning. It's a problem of matter, a problem of burning on Shabbos. Sofek Chodesh Yesh B'Sakona. Sofek Chodesh Yesh B'Sakona. So how do you decide Sofek Chodesh Yesh B'Sakona? What's called a Sofek? I mean, a simple cold could also lead to a pneumonia, which could lead to death. I'll tell you what, my son had a rois. Call it in English, it's cellulitis, yeah. He went to the hospital, and the doctor was dealing with him, a doctor who, I tell you, come out of that hospital healthy, it's a surprise. The doctor kept saying to him, you're very lucky to be alive. You know how many people I've had in here who have come here and never come out alive again? And the person was perfectly healthy. I said, shkoyach for encouraging him, I said to that doctor. I said, very nice to encourage him. So you can have something that doesn't seem severe, and it can also deteriorate into this. So how does one decide whether something, the common cold can also lead to death, chas v'sholem, as almost wisdom for Yizachar, especially by little babies or by the elderly or infirm. So it's very difficult. So what barometer does one use to decide such a thing? So lemaisa and the poskim they decide shteitoch ein holchem b'pikuach nefesh acharoyv. When it comes to pikuach nefesh, you don't go basaroyv. And if you don't go basaroyv, so how do you decide whether something is chodesh yesh b'sakana or not? If you don't go basaroyv, so the minority of people who have a common cold, there is a slight minority of common people who have a common cold who also end up dead. So it's happening you have to rush to the hospital for a common cold, being a chal Shabbos, rather not. So what's the term? So the barometer Rav Shlomo Zalman uses in a nutshell, without going into all the shyness and the lomdus and all the different poiskim, Rav Shlomo Zalman says very simple. Would you rush to do it during the week? Would you rush to do it? If you would rush to do this during the week, and you would treat it as life endangering, then the same thing would be on Shabbos. From many times I hear from Matzola members, I've heard it many a time, that people abuse the system. They phone up for things that Be'etzim don't need Chil Shabbos. A person shouldn't start saying, you have to be very, very careful in such an instance. One doesn't want to take Sakonos Tefoshes leniently. So whenever they get a call, they will always treat it on Shabbos as if it is Pikuach Nefesh. They're always treated Pikuach Nefesh because that is their duty bound to do that. That's the presumption that people are phoning because it's a danger to life. But the practical barometer that is, because determining percentages is very impractical. So Rav Shem Zalman says, would you rush to deal with it during the week or not? If you'd rush to deal with it, for example, immunizations. If a person doesn't immunize, then it'll lead to life danger. But nobody rushes to immunize on the spot. You make an appointment, and when you get the appointment, you go and immunize. And when you have time, you go and immunize. So maybe in such an instance, one doesn't need to rush to do that on Shabbos, Michal or Shabbos for such a thing. Just to finish off, terminally ill. Somebody's terminally ill, there's a chiyuv of pikuach nefesh, pikuach even on Shabbos, Michal or Shabbos. Even if somebody's comatose, even if somebody's unconscious, it's irrelevant, even if he's in his last legs. Even if he can live for an extra second, even for a few seconds, there is an obligation to be Michal Shabbos, to lengthen his life, because Pikuach Nefesh Doire Kol HaTorah Kulei, even Chil Shabbos, and we shouldn't know, Alle Yidden soll sein gesund, and Rebbeinu Shlomo Zloifer Kol HaChoyim Shbim Rappas, Emir Tzashem, V'Diyas Gevetzari V'Heir V'Yomein, Amen.